Time now for the face of the franchise. And for that, we turn to Atlanta. Roddy White, four-time Pro Bowl receiver. Good enough to give us some time here today. Roddy, it's no longer the Dirty Birds. So far in 2012, you are the Spotless Birds. Yesterday, you said that you guys have the pedigree to go undefeated. Explain what you meant.
Oh, I just think we got, you know, good enough players that we can pull this thing off, you know. And I think we've been playing well enough on offense and defense and on special teams, you know, to go out there and win games, you know, week in and week out. And I feel like, you know, this team gets better week in and week out. So if we can just continue to do what we've been doing and go out there and play hard and not have any setbacks, we can run the table. We think we can.
Well, yeah, we're only halfway through the season here, and yet you're telling me there's a feeling in that locker room that you could do the most special thing of all time. And I'm not talking about 16-0. I'm talking about 19-0. No one's ever done it. Run the table all the way and win the Super Bowl. And you guys feel this is a squad that could do that?
Yeah, we feel like we can do that. You know, we're going to take it one game at a time.
Sure.
You know, this week is New Orleans, so we're going to have to go down there and get us a win to keep this streak going. But you know, we felt like, you know, coming into the season, you know, and going through the preseason and stuff, we did a lot of good things, and we just wanted to translate it throughout the season. So I think it's all coming together, you know, like we planned, and we're going out there, we're playing ball, man.
Going deep for Roddy White. And White makes the catch! Roddy White grabs it!
Let's talk about this team, then, the components of this team that are coming together to make it so special, starting with your trigger man. Matt Ryan, third highest rated quarterback in football right now. Tell me how well he's playing these days.
He's just been consistent, you know, throughout the whole year, you know, and that's every game. You know, he's been going out there and hitting all the reads and giving us opportunities to make plays on the outside and just keeping the chains moving, you know, and that's all we want to do. Just keep the chains moving, keep our third down percentage up. You know, he's been doing a heck of a job of doing that and just getting in the red zone and scoring points.
I think they're the best team in football, and at 3-5, our record speaks. That's who we are right now, and we're going to have to play our best game of the year to be able to compete with these people.
Look, there's no way, two ways of putting it. This is a bad New Orleans Saints defense. You guys are heavily favored going into the Superdome. Tell me about this game and how you'll stay focused even against what appears to be an overmatched opponent.
Yeah, I mean, it's a rivalry game, and we always get up for this one, you know, and these two teams, you know, kind of have a hatred for each other. Mm. And, you know, when we get together, we like to mix it up. You know, we just got to focus and stay focused and, about what they're doing on defense and just go out there and just be, you know, calm, cool, and collective and just move the chains and stuff like that. Don't get too overly excited. You know, they've given up some big plays this year, and they're giving up a lot of yardage. You know, but the last two games, they've gotten a lot of turnovers and a lot of sacks. So we got to be focused, you know, hit our cues and things like that, and just go out there, and when we get the ball in our hands, make plays.
Do you happen to know where the Super Bowl is being played this year?
Absolutely, in New Orleans. So, you know, I plan to get down there twice this year.
Let's wrap it up with something fun here. One of your teammates on defense, Thomas Dekou, did a PSA, a public service announcement. I don't know, did you see this or did you hear about this? For staying green, it's a great message, you know, not taking too long of showers. Let's play it for you, and you listen, and we'll have you react afterwards.
But you better
Now, that's a bold man. That's a bold man to do something like that. And again, it was to encourage people to take shorter showers so that you save water and save the earth there. But look, your reaction, first of all.
That was kind of funny, you know, because he was in the shower singing, so he was kind of using a little bit more water. If he could have, you know, jumped in and jumped out, it probably would have been a little better.
He did apologize, I think, during the commercial, saying, oh, sorry, I was getting a little carried away there. Hey, maybe he'll do requests, and maybe at the end of the year, you can ask him for We Are the Champions in February in the Superdome.
Absolutely.
Roddy, thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you all for having me on.